यस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय बाय द मर्सी ऑफ माय गुरुदेव ऑल्सो माय शिक्षा गुरु श्रील भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज एंड बाय द मर्सी ऑफ श्री गौरचंद्र एंड हिज एसोसिएट्स राधा कृष्ण कंजुगल एवरीवेयर इन द वर्ल्ड I went having no qualification, nothing, also no language also, and how to speak I don't know. I'm not learned in ethics and all other things, but I don't know why everywhere they hear me so with so honor. Oh, when I went to Fiji first, I was new for that place. And it was like a little small India, baby India like. Mini India, yeah. All that's like Indians, speaking also Hindi, so much. And I preached so well. But when I came here, I'm meeting with so good devotees here, with much more familiarity. And love and affection of heart. That it seems that was mini India, but it is my native place like. All our devotees coming with so much affection and love. Only I am somewhat worried for my disciple who left two children and his husband. And went to Krishna consciousness. I and with myself, you should all pray for her, that Krishna should sprinkle his mercy to that sincere devotee. I always pray for her. His husband should also be given some
consolation.
Especially I come to give some consolation. And he should not be worried. She must have gone to a place where it is so okay. And she is getting much more benefit and chance to do bhajan more than here. So nothing to worry. Especially she went to India at the time of Braja Parikrama. And he did something, Bhaj Parikrama. And She went to Radha Kundasham, Kundagiri Raj, Govardhan, Dagao, Parsana, so many places. It has been told, Rupa Goswami has told, that those who will live 3 days in Vrindavan, they will surely have Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti Prajaya. And she lived there so much, and with so many devotees, always hearing Kirtan and Harikatha. So nothing to lament, nothing to be. Only we will pray Krishna, and he will certainly do something. So, with new energy, his husband should go on this bhakti path. Nothing to lament, nothing. And we have so much sympathy for him. So nothing to lament, nothing to do anything. What is that? Eklavya, there was a Eklavya, perhaps you know. And he gave his
thumb
with sword, he cut out. And he gave to Gurudev. More than these flowers. But he could not give his heart. So we don't think that he was a very good kind of, very special kind or high kind of Guru Seva. Arjun never tried to give his thumb. And Guru will not want. What his Gurudev Dronacharya will want from him? Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Srimad Rupahat Kada Mayam Dadati Shatapam. What Guru wants? Once Dronacharya and his friend, the father of Draupadi, Drupad Maharaj, they were learning something in same school with same guru. And they have so much bosom friendship within them. Drupad Maharaj was king. He was the son of any king. And he was simply a Brahmin. But friendship was there. At that time when they left the school and coming, then Dronacharya told that, I will give anything you want. He told, replied that, when a time will come, then I will want anything, otherwise not. But Dronacharya was so poor Brahmin. He returned to his home and he married, and Aswatthama was his son. But Aswatthama had nothing to take, a single glass of milk, and he was weeping for milk. And he could not give him milk. He took some flour, and he mixed in butter and told his, oh, my son, this is milk. Yes. And he took. Tears were coming in the eyes of Dronacharya. I'm so much poor. I can support a little boy even. So seeing this, he went to Drupad Maharaj, and in his court, council. And he reminded him that we are so much bosom friend, and you have promised to give me anything I will buy, please. So I am now very poor person. Can you help me to buy a cow or something, money, that I can support my wife and children? He denied at once. I cannot do anything. Yes, you can go from here. Then he offended him in such a way that he, crying and bitterly weeping, he returned to his home. Oh, I will see this person. And when he made Arjuna and all others so qualified, and their archering and everything was completed, then all the students, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthir, Duryodhan, all told that, Gurudev, what can we give to you? All began to give so much wealth here and there and so many things. But Arjun liked doing like this, he was standing. Dronacharya told him, I don't want anything from you. I only want that Draupadi should be defeated and he should be in my lotus feet, dragging him. At once Arjuna went there and defeated whole army. And he tightened in his chariot and brought and forcibly told that Yusuf fell down on the lotus feet of my Guru. And he did. Dronacharya became so happy. I have a son like you, I have a disciple like you. So I am something begging from you. But Dronacharya told that, I want to beg something from you. Arjuna told him, you? Yes, you are my pure disciple, very lovely. I want that there may be some very war, big war. And in that big war, I may fight with you. But you should not think that Dronacharya is my guru. You can do pranam, but you will have to fight with me and to defeat me. This is my manovrist. Arjuna told you, why? Because Krishna wants this. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, lords of lords. And he wants to defeat all demons. If I will not be in their side, they cannot fight. So I must fight from them. Understand? If I am Bhisham Pitama are not supporting them, they will not fight. And thus Krishna wishes will not be fulfilled. All the demons will be saved. And if we are supporting him, then all will try to fight and then Krishna wishes will be fulfilled. Dharma sansthapanaya sambhavani. So Arjuna told us, yes, I will do. So Arjuna is dear. But I think religious devotees should be more hard. Like Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam. Who told this? Narottam Thakur has told. Sri Chaitanya Manohistam. Rupa Goswami is the highest disciple in whole world. There is none like Rupa Goswami. Why? He knows the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Actually Krishna, but taking the heart and beauty of Srimati Radhika. Always thinking them myself, I am Srimati Radhika. And taking his duty, he has been become golden collar. Now he is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sachinandan Gaudhari. What is his really heart's move? What he wants? Only Rupa Goswami knows in whole world. Anyone does not know what is, what Sachinandan wants. The Sri Chaitanya, what he wants? Anyone cannot fulfill this very, very high. Anyone can message his faith like Govinda. Govinda Das, you know? Any can message his faith. Also, anyone can give some prasadam to him. Anyone can carry his dandakamandalu. Who? Like Kala Krishna Das in South. And also the Brahmin Balabhadra Bhattacharya going into Vrindavan. They have served. Also Sanatana Goswami has served. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to honor so much. And Rupa Goswami, what he used to get a slap on his back. How you know my heart? How you can read? And you are doing, fulfilling my heart's desire, which is very hard. What is that? What is that thing? What Rupa Goswami has done? He has fulfilled the manobhishta, the interior desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is that? Haridas Thakur also served him. What? By what thing? You know? Chanting 3 lakhs name per day. Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, they have spread his mission here and there, Nam Sankirtan. But why? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling that how he knew my all interior motives and he has fulfilled. What is it? Your book. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come mercifully. He is full of what?
Causeless mercy.
Causeless mercy. And he is Rasik Shekhar. 2 things. He is merciful, causeless mercy. Anyone can go to him, he will give Krishna Prem, that is Amrita, nectar of Krishna Prem. But you will have to take some pot if you want. If you go to Krishna and you will want nectar of bhakti, Krishna will see that, oh, where is your pot? And if his pot is small, he will give a small. Pot is bigger, he can give some more. According to their capacity, meaning that patra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have you any pot? He will say, no. Oh, come on. And if he gives also pot and also full of mercy, even to an ant, to all grasses he gave him. Two tigers and bears she gave. What was that? Parakiya bhava. Parakiya bhava, you know. Only Srimati Radhika and his companions and gopis had this parakiya bhava. Parakiya bhava, I am not his wife, but I am here. His beloved, and he is my beloved. This mood is not even found in Sita. Rukmini Shatvaman, no fair, not anywhere, only in gopis. And he wanted to sprinkle this thing to this world without any qualification, having no power. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for this, but what Rupa Goswami did? He established. Who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What he wanted to give, he gave to all blind persons. He opened the eyes of all. What is this? What is this Krishna prem? What is Shanta, Darsha, Shakha, Vatsalya, Madhur? What is this? Who is Krishna? Who is Srimati Radhika? Who are gopis? In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal in Mani, and Vidagdha Madhav, and so many books. And he gave it to whole world. We are knowing Shantim. How you are knowing? By only Rupa Goswami, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami. So, the Rupa Goswami has established the mode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What? That was Manjari mode. Anyone in this world has never given. Only a person has given, who? Sam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In one day of Brahma before. So he is telling, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale. Who established the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Kali Yuga? Not anyone could. Both things, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established, what is his mercy? And the same thing, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you have come to test three wishes and to sprinkle his mercy. What? Rag, Marga Bhakti, Prachar. To preach, what thing? Not Vaidhi Bhakti. Rag Marga. What is Rag Marga? Practicing that way, that Raganuga, we can have that real Rag which was in the gopi's heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established. Rupa Goswami established. None can. It will be not by messaging, not by giving thumb, not by Drupad to drag and to get in the lotus feet of his Gurudev. Never. Anyone cannot give. Rupa can. Why Rupa Goswami can give? Because he was their special person, a special gopi, serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. That is why he came. So, Rupa Goswami has given. If anyone can help his Gurudev to establish the same mission in world, then he is very topest servant of his Gurudev. A servant of Guru Seva, he does not know anything of Krishna Bhakti. He had no idea of all this. How he can establish? No. They can tell outwardly something. No. But this is not pure bhakti. We have come to have attained Shuddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. What is Prema Bhakti? Raganuga only. Other bhaktis are not pure bhakti. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told this. Only Prema Bhakti is pure Bhakti. So, not only to do chanting, remembering, and quarreling with all devotees, offending so many. So many devotees offending, not obeying his Gurudev, and quarreling here and there, doing politics. It is not bhakti. So we should try to be a bhakta like that. Knowing his heart, what Gurudev wants, and to fulfill that. If he cannot do, then he is not first class of Guru Seva. And those who are, all you should do this. And what do? Only outwardly this. If Gurudev will tell you, oh, you should go and preach Raganga, can you do? They can tell this thing only to qualify, and they will know his wish and they are doing, and they will do. They are Sevaka. What is the meaning? Sevak, there is a word having three letters in Hindi. And it means, Sevak means what?
Sevaka.
Sevak means servant. Servant. But in Hindi it has three letters. If and he, Gurudev is telling that do this and he does, then he may be Sevaksam, but not first class. And Gurudev is wanting, ordering him, giving, pointing him, that you should do. But he is not doing. Oh, how can I do? I cannot do. Then he is what?
Sir.
You should take shape. And then what remains? Baka. If you are taking shape from that word, full word, seva, then only bak. Bak means? Bak mani kya?
Hypocrite.
Crane.
Bakasura.
You know? Bakasura. Crane. Standing on one leg in water. And doing so much austerity. Eyes closed. And he sing like this. What he sing? If he saying that anywhere a fish is coming and some sound or anything mark in water is seen, at once very quickly he will do. So he is like Baka. Bakasura. Not Shiva. We should be qualified for this. And if we can do, really we will be Guru Seva. Gurudev never wants any money or anything. Because it may be that disciples are not so high to us. To help them, he may take something. Actually, he has no need of all this. What he wants? He wants that he should know what is pure love and affection, and he should serve Radha and Krishna completely. So, if he were doing so, help him. So much help. So much help. This is the interior mood of Gurudev. I also want that you should be qualified. Gradually know what is Krishna Prem, what is Krishna service, Guru service. You have heard Bani and Bapu? Have you heard Bani Bapu? What is?
Bani means instructions of the Guru.
And Bapu?
The body.
Personal.
What is the meaning of this Bani and Bapu? You can.
Bani means to serve the instruction of the Guru. And Vapu means to be in the presence of the Guru and to serve,
what is better?
Or serve his body.
What is better?
To serve the instruction.
You will have to serve his instruction and also body. Some may tell that we should not serve body. That is wrong. Offensive. Because the body of Gurudev is transcendental. No? There is no difference between Bani and Bapu in Gurudev. Hey?
No difference.
Is it so? For those who are telling like this, sometimes they don't know all these things. So we should know all these things. The Bani and Bapu, there is no difference between Gurudev, all these things. There is difference in disciples who is not so high. Is there any difference between in Krishna, Bani and Bapu? Nothing. So we should not try to know all these things. For lower classes of Vaishnava, it has been told that you should follow his Bani, not you should follow Bapu. But really, this is not the thing. When he go up, he will see that there is no difference between Bani and Bapu. But when he is in lower stage, he will differentiate, and he is bound to differentiate. So we should know. Today I should not speak so much because I am tired. Doctor has also warned me. But I want that from tomorrow, in morning and evening, you should make any program and announce that all should come hear all these things. I see that it is a very big place. All can come and hear. And make aarti daily, mangala aarti, kirtan daily, prasad bho, hari katha. Also in evening I will speak. Sometimes in a special way I can, morning also I can speak something. But I know that there are so many qualified persons here, devotees, and also coming tomorrow. More are coming, very qualified persons, and they will also deliver speeches, doing kirtan and everything. So, just to try to take all these things, essence of all these things, and be qualified. Don't try to engage in your mind in politics, hypocrisy, nothing. We don't know when we will die. So try to have this high class of brain of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. How it can be achieved? Very easily. How easily? If you are trying to have a bona fide devotees association and give your everything one pointed to here and to very, be very strong that I will follow. In our part, your part, it is there. But Krishna mercy is out of that also. He will see that he is sincere, then he will give his mercy. It does not depend on your practice. Something in practice. But he will realize that he is sincere, my mercy will go there and he will be very satisfied. Then, Naam Atma Pravachami Gaur Pramanam Anikirtan. Anyone can do love and affection. Anyone cannot have realize happiness in his life. Any person can be poor, no harm. But if there is love and affection with his children, brothers, father, mother, the family will be happy. And if a person so wealthy, much more wealthy than anyone, the king of Iran or king of Kuwait or any Muslim, selling oil, so much money. But no happiness in there. If there is no love and affection in this world, anyone cannot be happy. But in this world, pure happiness, love and affection is not here. Only shadow of Krishna. Only this is shadow.
Reflection.
Perverted reflection. Not actual reflection. Perverted reflection. You know perverted reflection? What? What meaning?
Shadow reflection. Shadow reflection.
Like, if our shadow is in mirror, then this right eyes will be seen in left and left will be seen in right.
Opposite.
So that is?
Opposite.
Opposite. Also, vikrita. Vikrita ka kya hoga?
Perverted.
So we are part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna is part, embodiment of prema. So, by our constitution, there is some love and affection. But we have left Krishna, forgotten Krishna, and that is why we are searching. Ananda, sukh, happiness, we are there. If we have none to love, then we may take a dog, which is opposite to God. And we will serve them. We will take that dog in our car and we will go to walk. We will give soap. We will so much do for his, that poor dog. So we will be servant of God, a dog, if you are not loving God. And so this pure love and affection is between constitution in jeev
living
entity and Krishna. But we have forgotten that we are searching here. We see that this happiness is in wine, but in not wine. We take one to forget miseries. No. We see that this is wealth, in wealth that happiness is there, but not in wealth. Because you know Diana, she was so wealthy and so renowned, so beautiful, everything. But how is she dead? No. Where it is? In Krishna Bhakti. In loving to Krishna. If you are loving, then you can love your husband, children, everyone. You can love, even chant, and in ant you will see, oh, Krishna is there. Everywhere Krishna. You will realize this. So, we should practice to love Krishna. But we have not seen him. How we can love? We can love even not by seeing. You know Rukmini? Who was she? Krishna's wife. You know? You? Krishna's wife. when she was a baby of 8 years, she heard from Narada that Krishna is so beautiful, wonderful, and he is so strong. In his boyhood, he has defeated so many demons. He can eat also fire, air, poison, anything, and he will not be dead. And he is so merciful. He has all kinds of power, all opulence. And he began to tell these stories of all other of Brajamandal. At once Rukmini gave her heart to Krishna. He had not even seen. Are to sunte tone. Oi, to tumi to tomar gaan aaye jabo amar gaan to sunte korte dibo na 2 minute pore hi jabe. Then he gave his heart. He had not seen Krishna. By hearing, he gave. So by hearing the qualities and past beautiful, straight pastimes of Krishna, we can give our heart to Krishna. And Krishna is so powerful. And he knows everything. He lives everything, everywhere, in all living entities. If he will offer, he will at once take it. Anyone, mortal person, cannot take it. Understand this? But Krishna, he will save us. He will sprinkle his mercy. And thus he can make his beloved. If he will determine that Krishna is my beloved, always saving us, always supporting, then in epics, in all books, everywhere. And it has been told by all ancient rishis and maharshis that Krishna is so qualified. And that is why he is the and water ice. If you are not going, not helping them, their sprouts may be dry. That is why. I don't know how Krishna managed that I should come to this house. This place is big, in center perhaps, of this. Here easily all can come. But I see that there should be no burden on you two.
No?
You should be happy. No? A question like this comes very rare. So you should try to help devotees. And by thus Krishna will be here. But in daytime when I am here, you can do your jobs, and in evening we can meet. No harm. Don't lose your jobs and other things. Those who have no job, like he has nothing. He has only job to please Vaishnavas and to please me. Also now the boys will be there for so many days. No? You can
holidays.
Court?
Holidays?
Direct.
All are holidays.
Until next Monday.
What I wanted to tell you understood something? there is nothing to worry. That Krishna bhajan, devotion to Krishna, is so hard. There was a very low class of person. He has no time to chant even Ram Ram Krishna Krishna. Narad met him and told that, why you don't chant and remember Krishna? He told that, I'm very poor person. I have no money. So for making money, I will have to serve whole day and night, so I have no time to chant even Ram Ram Krishna. One time also. Then Narada told that, what you do when you go to pass your stool? Oh, at that time
I'm free.
At that time I cannot speak, chant Ram Ram. And at that very time, if you have no time in whole day and night, then at that time you can easily chant. Yes, I can do. And next day he went to pass his stool, and he began to passing his stool and his Ram Ram Ram, not Krishna so crooked name. So easily Ram Ram Ram. At once Hanuman came there, because where Krishna will be, Ram Nam. Hanuman will be with thousands and lakhs of Hanuman. And he will come here, there, everywhere where Nam is going on. He will not be absent any time. So he at once reached there. And he saw that, oh, see, this person is very wicked. In this impure stage, he is telling Ram Ram. He had no time to take bath and being purified, and he should tell. But he is chanting here. So he kicked very strong like this. And Hanuman was so strong. When he kicked Raman, he fell down. To come Kumbhakarna, very fat, very tall, but he even fell down. And Hanuman kicked him more with stronger, but he was chanting Ram 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 and nothing, as if nothing had happened. Hanuman saw like this, oh, why? I kicked so strongly, and he's telling Ram Ram as if nothing has been done. Quiet. And thinking so, he went on to his. He went to Ram in Ayodhya, and now it was night, and Ram was lying down on his bed and doing
crying, as if he has some pain.
big pain. Hanuman at once went there and told the Prabhu, why you are doing so? As if you have so much pain here and there. Oh yeah, I have so much pain. Where, Prabhu? You are telling, you are asking, and you have given this pain. How, Prabhu? You kicked me in my back, and my back has been broken. I have not done. Oh, you have done. Where I have done? Are you fine? That person was chanting Ram Ram at the time of stool passing, and you kicked him. I kicked him, not to you, but I was there, because Nam and Nami, myself and my Nam, is not different. Understand what I tell? Our name, body, qualities are different. But Krishna or Ram, and their name, their qualities, their shapes, body, mind, not different. About this hand, and this hand is different. If you cut this hand will be there. But Ram, everything is one. His all body, his all mind, his all shape, qualities, name, everything
He can walk by his head, he can walk by his hair, he can walk by his hand, he can think by his toes, everything. His all senses can work of any senses. So I was there, and that kit was came to my bag, and it is broken. Hanuman fell flat on the lotus feet of Ramchandra. Oh, I've done so wrong, so much offenses in your life. And now taking oath that I will never do like this, I have done. I will not interrupt, or I will not give anything to anyone. So it is very easy. Ram, Ram, Ram. Like the time of
coughing.
Coughing.
Sneezing.
Chink.
Sneezing.
Slipping,
sliding,
anywhere. In sleepness, Ram, Ram, Krishna, Krishna. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Doing any job, you can do. At the time of bath, after any time. But if there is some faith and honor, then it is so. So, with love and affection, we should. Then you should see that. Oh, Krishna is controlled, like controlled by gopis. How controlled? Gopis will tell that we have come from so many far distance. We are now tired. You should try to
massage.
And Krishna will help you. Why? Because controlled by love and affection. Brahma cannot tell. Arjuna cannot tell. Hanuman cannot tell. Bharat Lakshman, they cannot tell. Nand Baba cannot tell. Nand Baba can tell. Any of the Braja, they can tell. Especially Gopi can tell. Sridham and Subal, they will keep their feet on the head of Krishna. You should live long. No. This is why? Because they have so much love and affection. They never think, they never dream that Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. Oh, he will sing this. Oh, he is very darling son of Yashoda and darling friend to us. Only this, nothing else. So we should try to be. Not by Vaidhi Bhakti, it will come. We'll have to forget that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead even. He is my friend, he is my son, he is my beloved by this. And actually Krishna will be happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come to us, sprinkle his mercy by this. Bas, today, now you can go and do your house jobs and that. There should be, if there is holiday, there should be two classes in evening and morning and evening. If there are two classes, then I may give whole Srimad Bhagavatam in a line. That all can, and so many teachings also. Also sometimes other qualified devotees can help me. So we can know who was Ram, who was Krishna, where gopis, what are the past times of Krishna, how we should develop our love and affection for Krishna. They are cooking perhaps now?
Yes.
You are helping?
Yeah.
Yes, you should help. You should also help. You should try to know how to cook sometimes. You can cook very well? No? You should learn how to make delicious things, offerings to Krishna. Draupadi, being the queen, he used to control all 5 Pandavas. If Draupadi was telling to 5 Pandavas, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthir, sit down, get down, sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up. They were practiced to do. Why? But given her heart fully, answering them fully. Even Krishna, he was not so much satisfied with his 6,108 queens, but Draupadi, oh, controlling in a moment. Only anyone can be controlled by love and affection, but it should be pure.
Last night you said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he said that only Raghunath Bhakti was pure.
Are first they should know what is bhakti. And then Badi Bhakti, Raghunath, and all gradually. Anything to ask? You want? What? What is
she
going
wants on? To speak with you.
She can speak. Hello?
You want to speak privately?
Yes.
Now I'm going to write something so you can come and ask. If you have any question, any one of you. Now you have. So you can come and. Frankly, like darling daughter.
America
jacche. Hare Krishna.
Would
you like to sing a heartly blessings
grant kare.